Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 10th, 2023. Potential mistakes. Question: should we intentionally perform unnecessary actions? Should we make mistakes on the spiritual path? Answer: no, absolutely not. We must only move forward. We will still make mistakes along the way. But these will be potential errors that will point us in the direction, like a rocket that is moving on the right course and corrects where it has strayed a couple of degrees from its course in order to return to the flight line again. That is the only way. Question: do unnecessary actions mean performing some wrong action in order to recognize it later? Answer: no, never. Never will a wrong action lead you to correction. But if you do the right thing, you will find a mistake on the way, which you will correct and advance further. This mistake will not be a mistake but an even more refined direction. With the help of mistakes, bigger resolution opens up to you all the time. You get more and more closely focused on the goal. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. It is very important to make mistakes. January 4, 2013. Based on the symbiosis of two qualities. Question: does the visual picture of our world disappear when you can feel spiritual forces? Answer: it does not disappear anywhere. If you really want to know this, you need to change yourself. Do not be prejudiced about what you are offered, but accept and try to implement it. Question: what if someone looks at it from the outside and wants to understand the specifics of a person's change? Answer: it will not be possible for an onlooker to see or find out anything. Only if you start going inside. Even at the very beginning of the path, you will still be confused and will not know what is what. But in the process, when you yourself create within you the qualities of reception and bestowal, and they arise in you in the opposite form, one against the other, you will internally be able to begin to connect them together. On the basis of their symbiosis, you will build what is called your soul, and you will begin to reveal in it the upper forms of existence, the upper dimensions. You and no one else. Only you will see what you have to see. And it is so for each one. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Perception of the World, January 9, 2011. How do you transmit spiritual information? Question: what are the methods of transmitting spiritual information beside texts and sounds? Answer: in addition to texts and sounds, there may be a direct connection between two people, what is called a common screen. Comment: but you said that you can pass by a person who is in spirituality and you do not need to talk to him, you can establish a connection with him anyway. Just like when connecting two modems, one sends a signal, and the other receives. My response: yes, you can say that. First, there is a rough adjustment with a common screen, and then it becomes gradually more accurate. Question: but in our sphere, on the earthly level, spiritual information is not transmitted in any way? Answer: no, of course not. You do not have these tools. Can you pour water over electric wires? They are completely different qualities. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Transmission of spiritual information, January 23, 2011. Kids, stand in a circle. Comment: scientists report that the Gulf Stream is weakening and some project that Antarctica will likely be the only habitable continent by the end of the century if climate change continues its trajectory. My response: there could be an ice age for Europe. It would be worse in England than in Siberia. That is, Europe will practically freeze. And they won't be able to do anything. No gas will save them. Terrible climate change is coming. It is not about greenhouse effects, it is not about an oil slick or ocean littering. It is our common absolute opposite of nature, spiritual. There is only one solution: stand up, kids, in a circle, take each other's hands and be good children. Then gifts will immediately fall from the sky. A bonbonnière for everyone. If you don't want to be in true inner friendship with each other, in balance with nature, and come to agreement and reveal the Creator, then rain and snow and then the scorching sun, floods, and floods mixed with fires will fall on you. There will be nothing to eat, nothing to drink. You will walk around with sticks and fight each other. This is what Kabbalah predicts if there is no normal correction of our nature. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Mass Death, January 9, 2011. Bestow and you will receive. Question: hundreds of Israelis opened their mailboxes and found envelopes with money, 400-500 shekels, and a note: use this money to your heart's content. It turned out it was homework in abundance courses. The idea of the courses is simple: if a person shares his wealth with others, then the wealth returns to him many times over. The course aims to change the mindset for the sake of attracting money. One of the tasks is to hand out envelopes with money and expect it to return in large amounts. Is this formula supposed to work? What do you think of it? Answer: no. Man is egoistic and he thinks only of himself. Even if he gives something to someone, he still thinks that it will return to him with benefit many times. Well, he can try it once. Comment: but you say that one way or another we must develop this quality of bestowal in ourselves or receive it somehow. My response: we cannot develop it because we do not have any data or any properties for this. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, March 30, 2023. The origins of Hebrew. Question: what is the difference in conveying Kabbalistic information in Hebrew and in Russian? Answer: Kabbalistic information can only be conveyed properly in Hebrew because words and definitions in this language originate from spiritual states. The fact is that Hebrew emerged from the attainment of the upper world. This language, as such, did not exist before, just as the people of Israel did not exist before the group of Abraham started to reveal the upper world, because it was due to its revelation that everything started to develop below. All this appeared from the contact with the upper world. From there came numerous religions, philosophies, sciences, and so on. Hebrew is the language that emerged in Adam during the revelation of the upper world. He began to write, explain, and teach his students in it. 20 generations from Adam to Abraham studied according to his book Angel Raziel, Raziel HaMalash, and other sources. Mainly, all information was conveyed not in writing but orally. Then gradually, according to the attainment of the upper world, it entered written sources. In such a way, the horizontal and vertical lines of the letters express combinations of the qualities of bestowal and reception, and the dots form vectors of the connection of these two forces. Therefore, each letter in Hebrew signifies a combination of both forces in the spiritual object it expresses. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Voice Telepathy, January 23, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora: why do we have to have natural disasters? We receive major blows from nature ultimately in order to shake us out of the state where we live according to an egoistic paradigm, with exploitation, manipulation and hatred dwelling in our connections, to a state where we positively connect, as described by the words, as one man with one heart, that is, as a single well-oiled interconnected and interdependent system. In other words, if we shared a harmonious and balanced connection to each other on a human level, then the balance at our level would ripple throughout nature and we would experience nature harmoniously and peacefully, and natural disasters, as we call them, would become a thing of the past. We would be wise to pay attention to the future states that we can achieve out of such blows, that the blows come to shake us, out of our current dreamlike state in our egoistic attitudes to each other, and wake us up into an opposite harmonious and peaceful world. In fact, we live in a world that is all good, and only we human beings give the world a negative form in our egoistic attitudes to each other. The time is nearing when we will awaken to the need to stop relating to each other through egoistic lenses, where we each prioritize self-benefit at others' expense, and instead relate patiently to each other with positive, kind and caring attitudes. If we made such a switch, we would bear witness to a good life, the likes of which we have never before experienced. We should thus try to reach such relations as quickly as possible. Based on the video Why Do We Receive Major Blows from Nature? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.